question from Manasi Machi Mataji. Is chanting on an electronic device equal to chanting on Tulsi beads? Answer, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that chanting is absolute, and whether we chant on Tulsi beads or on electronic device or without any external tool, chanting is potent. And if we are chanting with devotion, then we can experience Krishna's presence and we can become purified and pacified by that presence. So as far as invoking Krishna's presence is concerned and remembering him is concerned, chanting on electronic device can also help us in that. At the same time, if we are doing a regular sadhana of chanting, say whatever number of rounds we are chanting, then that should not be done on electronic device. That should be done on proper beads, because that's a part of the vow that we take. That's a part of the sadhana bhakti that we are practicing. So there we want to invoke Krishna's remembrance in a very focused and serious way, which expresses our commitment to our relationship with Krishna. And for that purpose, doing it in the prescribed way is essential. That's why if we are, as part of us, prescribed chanting is concerned, we should chant on the beads. So to understand the difference between the two, suppose somebody asks a question, can we chant while watching TV? And consider the question, can we watch TV while chanting? So are the two questions the same? No. If somehow we are in a situation where say in the family situation we have to watch TV and there are certain programs which are not very conducive, but we can't walk away because of some situation, so at that time we can take our thoughts away from that by chanting at that time in the mind or softly or whatever is practically possible. So there is no ban on chanting at any time, even while watching TV. But on the other hand, can we watch TV while chanting? No. When we are doing our chanting, our focus is on trying to concentrate and remember Krishna. So that time we should not watch TV. So it's a matter of priority. So similarly, can we chant with an electronic device? Surely we can. And we will surely get benefited by that chanting also. But while chanting, can we use an electronic device? Preferably not. As much as possible, not. We should use Tulsi beads for our chanting. So certainly, TV is not exactly comparable with an electronic device specifically meant for chanting. But the principle is, it's a matter of priority and focus. So if we are in a situation where it's just absolutely not possible to use beads because of whatever reason, say if we are in a country where which is officially atheistic or which is doesn't allow the practice of any religions except for that particular religion, and there it's not possible for us to carry beads or show beads, then we may want to continue. We can use at that time the electronic machine for chanting and keeping track of our chanting also, electronic device. It's in that sense, if it is absolutely impossible to use beads, then it's okay to use this also, to use a counter also. But as much as possible, unless the circumstances make it impossible, we should use beads for chanting, our prescribed rounds. And additionally, at other times also we can chant, and at that time if the electronic device helps us in keeping track of how much we are chanting and in somewhat bringing some amount of focus in the chanting, then that is always a helpful device which can be used. But that is not a substitute for a prescribed method of chanting or a specific prescribed number of rounds. Thank you.